Save big on your next painting project at Menards. Pristine Exterior is Dutch Boy's most durable exterior paint. With its Rain Rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on Pristine Exterior paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big.
Now, of course, when covering the Suicide Boys and then getting into Young Nudie, safe to say, my hosting platform, Red Circle, the people over that will probably look at my submissions and say to themselves, are you all right? My brother, we can talk about it if you need to, because guess what? Going from Suicide Boys, which is a crazy artist name, right? And then as far as me knowing about Young Nudie, the hip hop artist, and of course, getting into my podcast career, you know, dissecting every single and album that comes out in the music landscape, you come to realize that this particular name is very interesting when you try to do journalistic research.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at the state of hip hop. Like, what's going on?
Safe to say Kendrick messed up the game for everybody, because a law-abiding citizen like myself should never have to see a notice like this just simply because I'm trying to look up an artist. Ladies and gentlemen, Analytic Dreams video on Spotify to see the video along with the audio, because this is just egregious. This is straight up asinine material right here. They literally put up, and trigger warning, I probably should have said that at the beginning, trigger warning, they put this up. I may not even say it because some people may get very triggered off of this, which, you know, is justified. I looked up Young Nudie, of course, looking at his Instagram like I usually do to put up whatever promotional material he had for the track. And of course, this is what popped up. Now, I'm not going to say what it shows right here. All I'm going to say is Analytic Dreams video on Spotify to see what I'm talking about, because of course, some people may be triggered by this pop up. But it had me thinking I was a criminal. I'm thinking, you know, I'm out here squeaky clean, law-abiding citizen. I'm out here trying to do journalistic research. And then this pops up. I'm like, hold up now. Kendrick messed up the game for everybody. You know what I'm saying? So anyways, with that being said.
You guys. See, that's the problem.
That's the problem, man. I'm out here actually trying to do God's work as far as research and letting it disseminate to the public, to the masses. But they out here trying to think I'm on some other type of timing, right? So anyways, that was very indicative to me understanding me going from Suicide Boys to Young Nudie is probably the most asinine transition I've ever had in podcast history as far as research. Now, with that being said, another reason I even wanted to touch on this album, because I wasn't going to touch on it at first, but of course, once again, a shameless plug to my TikTok. Make sure to follow my TikTok at Analytic Dreams with a Z. I put up a clip of Gunna's album featuring Burna Boy. I put up a clip of Gunna's album, right? But the particular clip was me talking about the track with Gunna and Burna Boy. And somebody at the very bottom of my comment section said, "You're sleeping on Young Nudie." And of course, I had to reply to that and say, guess what? I'm making a review for my show as we speak. Now, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to that, pull one out for consistency, as when it comes to me covering Young Nudie, it was really this fan that made me want to cover it. I wasn't going to cover him at all. Usually I cover the charts as far as letting the people know what the consumption is like amongst the superstars in the music industry. When it comes to Young Nudie, I'm not saying he's not a superstar, but he's definitely not at the particular rank that I would cover, right? So with that being said, the main thing we're going to talk about is that Young Nudie put out a new album titled Paradise. It is 14 tracks in length, 45 minutes. But to be fair, you have 21 Savage, Baby Drill, Project Pat, and then the one and only Lotto.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at the state of hip-hop. Like, what's going on?
So that being said, of course, looking at that and realizing that he has some superstars on this album, which I don't know if it would transition or be equivalent to increasing sales, but ultimately having that type of star power on your album definitely adds more validity. I was already going to review this because of their comment, because whenever people support the podcast, I take their input into consideration, because you are supporting. You're not just somebody who doesn't support offering some advice, right? That's one of my biggest pet peeves. If you don't even watch, if you don't support, there's no need to give advice because you don't know what you're talking about. So, you know, with somebody watching that clip, obviously it was a vertical slice of my entire Gunna snippet. But of course, I did talk about how I skipped over the Young Nudie album because I wasn't really that interested in it. But that's essentially what happens when you support the podcast. Stuff like this happens as far as me specifically focusing on something because somebody who supported me said that you should check it out. So here we are. I'm actually going to listen to the album. Like I said, I didn't know that Lotto and 21 Savage was on it. You could call me a Fairweather fan, but hey, I already let you know how it is over here in Notorious Mass Effect. So with that being said, I do believe when it comes to this, it's going to have more of an Atlanta sound, obviously. This is very interesting because of this album. I think was followed by his single Ice-T, but now Ice-T features 21 Savage. And well, did it feature that in the beginning? I don't know if that featured in the beginning or not. Anyways, 21 Savage, Project Pat seemed to be on the single before the album. And now that the album is out in its entirety, it's a lot of trap sounds, of course, with more refined production. And then that's particularly talking about the What's Happening track featuring Lotto and Coop. So there's a lot of things going on in the background as far as the promotional material for this album. Safe to say nobody's going to be able to search it up, or they're going to think that you're not like us, right? So with that being said, that's why I had this picture up for my entire review, because I looked up his name, and once I saw that alert pop up, I was like, my brother, it is not that serious. You know what I'm saying? No need to have FBI at my door just because I'm trying to look up a rapper's name. So that's essentially it. At the end of the day, I'm not the biggest Young Nudie fan, but I know somebody out there who listens to the podcast is. And maybe if you didn't know that his album was released, now you know. So Young Nudie, his album Paradise is out now. Once again, it's 14 tracks, 45 minutes in length, and he releases under exclusive license to Young Nudie LLC, which is a huge credit to entrepreneurs as far as independence out there. Now, that being said, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias, what do you think about the Young Nudie album Paradise? And at the end of the day, do you think that Young Nudie has one of the most unsearchable rap names in history?
Saving money on your next project now at Menards. Don't let an outdated garage door define your home. Revamp your home's appearance with a new ideal garage door. Choose from our large in-stock selection or design your own using our free garage door designer. Hurry in and save big money on your next project. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save.